This event is organized by Operation Unite New York and supported by all sorts of different organizations, PS21, Hudson Hall, Bindlestiff Family Circus, Spark of Hudson, the City of Hudson, of course. The Hudson Area Library and Hudson Little Free Libraries will be giving away free books at the event for young readers, so be sure to find us there on Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. And we also have some other activities that we've taken part with in partnership with Operation Unite, PS21, and Jamal Jackson Dance Company. We've been hosting them this week for a dance and drum workshop here at the library. This is organized by PS21. And we've been running our Summer Hack the Library program with Tanya Jackson and Operation Unite students who are involved in this workshop, and they have put together some photo and video essays about their summer. So you can check out those works at the waterfront. We hope to see you there. We hope you have a wonderful weekend with lots of quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading!
Hi, I'm Shesha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music pick and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with Music for the Masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Mary Jo Downing of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the KWU Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WTXC, broadcasting Acre, Caskill, and Hudson. That song was... I'm feeling a little electric right now, my bad. That song was Feel Good by Gorillaz. Stay tuned for great music discussion and more. We'll kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. Melanie Lekosubic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. Jeff Friedman, President and Executive Director of the Greene County Chamber of Commerce, has submitted his resignation effective in late September. Friedman started with the chamber in February 2013, leading the group for nearly a decade. Friedman said, and I quote, "I told the board I would stay until the end of September. They are working on a plan to search for a replacement, and they are also making plans for how the chamber will operate in the interim between my departure and the new person," end quote. Friedman will join his family's business, headquartered in Clifton Park, but he will continue living in Casco. Friedman said, and I quote, "My brother has a contracting company, a floor care company, and it's been growing steadily for a while. He has asked me to partner with him in the company and manage the business end," end quote. Friedman sees the change as a return to his roots and a new challenge. He said, and I quote, "I just decided the time was right. I spent a lot of time at the chamber and I love the job. I love the chamber and I love Greene County. I love what I do, but this was an offer and a challenge that I felt I needed to take," end quote. The search for Friedman's replacement has begun. Chamber of Commerce Board Chair Nicole Bliss said a search committee has already been established. Bliss said, and I quote, "If you happen to know of anyone who may be interested in such an opening, please feel free to direct them to me for consideration," end quote. According to the job listing, the president and executive director serves as a communicator, facilitator, and interactive community planner, and is responsible for the development, implementation, and assessment of chamber programs, projects, and events to ensure each member business's investment in the chamber meets their needs. And you can read the full story at theupstater.com. Brenda J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. Former Governor Andrew M. Cuomo on August 10th filed a lawsuit against the state Attorney General Letitia James, accusing her office of wrongly rejecting his request that the state pay for his legal representation in the federal claim filed by a state police investigator accusing him of sexually harassing and inappropriately touching her. The female trooper also named the state police and the former secretary to the governor, Melissa DeRosa, as defendants in the case. DeRosa's legal fees are being paid by the state. In the complaint filed in the state Supreme Court in New York County, Cuomo alleged James's office on April 12th rejected his request for counsel in defense of the federal lawsuit without providing a reason. Delaney Kempner, a spokesperson for the Attorney General's office, released a statement stating that Cuomo, and I quote, "is trying to force New Yorkers to pay his legal bills because he believes sexual harassment was within his scope of employment as governor. Sexually harassing young women who work for you is not part of anyone's job description. Taxpayers should not have to pony up for legal bills that could reach millions of dollars so Mr. Cuomo's lawyer can attack survivors of his abuse," end quote. The matter, filed on Cuomo's behalf by attorney Rita Galvin, includes a detailed breakdown of their allegations that the AG's investigation of sexual harassment claims against the former governor was, and I quote, "one-sided," end quote, and I quote, "shoddy and biased," end quote. The Strupa lawsuit, which seeks unspecified damages and was filed in U.S. District Court in Brooklyn, lists allegations against Cuomo and his administration that largely mirror those outlined in a damning report issued by the state attorney general's office 1 year ago. That report concluded the former governor was a serial sexual harasser who cultivated a toxic work environment. According to the Attorney General's report, the trooper's accusations were among the most damaging leveled against the former governor, who had urged a senior investigator on his protective detail to offer the now 31-year-old female investigator a job on the special unit that protects the governor. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the State Public Service Commission has approved the construction of Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation's transmission line known as the HNSB Project. The plan calls for rebuilding 23.6 miles of transmission lines in the city of Kingston and towns of Ulster and Saugerties in Ulster County and the town and village of Catskill. The utility said the rebuild will help meet the energy needs of local communities, address aging infrastructure, and to enhance electric service reliability. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website, WGXC.org, for local weather reports, public meetings, the community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or to make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, August 12th. Early on this morning, we see 55 degrees over in Medusa and 65 in Germantown. Soil is coming in at 68 degrees. Spectacular looking day in store, unless you sunburn easily. So don't forget the protection, light clothes, sunblock, big floppy hat, whatever. UV exposure will be up. Count that for the whole weekend too. Otherwise, today's going to be feeling great with dew points in the low 50s and a high temperature of 84 happening at 3 p.m. Overnight, temperatures fall to 55 degrees. Saturday, again, looking great. High of 84, clear and dry. 56 degrees overnight takes us into another very comfortable Sunday with a high of 83. Monday, high in the upper 70s with a light chance of rain. Pollen levels for today will be medium high. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 3:34 a.m., then low tide at 10:25 a.m. High tide again at 4:07 p.m., then low tide once again at 10:36 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 80 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:48 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:56 a.m. The weekend report is looking great with the Rip Van Winkle Sandbar times forming on Saturday from 8:45 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and then again from 9:15 p.m. into 1:30 a.m. Sunday. Again on Sunday, it returns 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And that current, again, it's going to be strong and that's going to allow it to plunge deeply down so it exposes more sand. Be aware. Pollen levels are also going to be up. Looking way up, we see the Perseids peak tonight. The moon will be bright, so it will be harder to trip on things, but it will also be harder to see the shooting stars. So, set up with an obstruction to the south. Trees, buildings, mountains are great objects. Hope for low cloud cover. The best viewing time will be 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. on Saturday, and hopefully the moon will be obstructed by the mountains for most of Greene County at least. Columbia County, you won't have quite so much protection. Look to the north-northeast, about 60 degrees up from the horizon. Solar wind speed is currently 553.1 kilometers per second at 5.5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 58. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, 'cause we don't.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Catskill Clubhouse Radio, or Clubhouse Radio, in Catskill. Now we got that cleared up. You know, I am joined with
DJ Riggy.
And we got a guest who hasn't been on the show for a little bit. You wanna introduce yourself?
You know how we rocking, man, for show for show. DJ Popcorn back in the building. You know, feels good to be back. Feels great, man.
It's great to have you back. You know,
you pulled a DJ
OG.
he pulled a little DJ Riggy. You know, took a long break and didn't come back for like almost a year. You know what I'm saying? But
you know, I took some time, self improvement. You know. It's the best thing to really help yourself. And I took some time, and look at me now.
So, on today's show, I think we're going to have just a pretty chill day.
Yeah, today we have nothing in store we got to talk about with, you know, climate change being our topic, and then right after Roe versus Wade, we're just going to have a chill day.
Figured we'd give y'all a chill day.
And you know what? Hold on. Let me... Oh, we got an ad. No free sponsor for you. And speaking of sponsors, we are sponsored by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. We cannot do this without them, so thank you so much. But with that being said, we got the chill music in the background.
We got the lo-fi.
And we're just gonna vibe, you know, we're having a good day. So, you know, how have you been, DJ Popcorn, with the break, you know?
I've been better, you know, like that. I had to step away, like, to improve my mental because, like, when you've been doing something for so long, sometimes it can be a little exhausting. So I was a bit burnt out, but you know what I'm saying? What do you mean?
It's great to have you back on the show, and, you know, taking a break is always fine, but, yeah. What? How do you feel about it, DJ Riggy?
About
his return?
His return?
Yeah.
No. I feel...
Continue.
I feel a little betrayed, you feel me? You left me, bro. You was my right hand when it came to radio. You was the person I came in. And I was like, oh, I'm doing it with DJ Popcorn today. Oh, it's lit. And then you just gonna go and leave. Not only radio, but Clubhouse, bro. You left Clubhouse,
and it was like a horrible thing that like I know it was gonna like be a little weird to like try to transition back in, but like. For me, I had to, like, take that step back to really, you know, fix, like, what I really had going on, like, with myself. It was more of, like, an internal conflict.
Yeah, I mean, talking about conflicts and stuff, a lot of the times the most challenging conflicts and, like, the most challenging battles are eternal. And I think that doesn't get depicted enough. But, yeah, it's great to have you back.
Word, and it's great to be back so I can get my catchphrase back, Noah.
Yeah, I stole that from him.
Yeah, but...
I'm going to let you say it. You know, with you back, I'm going to give that to you. I'm going to give you the ending, but...
Word.
You know...
I'm back in.
If anybody has any chill questions, feel free to email us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com.
That is OURTOWN.
OURTRUTH
@gmail.com.
So, you know, with all of that out of the way, let's just start with some chill questions and get the vibe going. So I got this list of open-ended questions that I feel like we're just going to go down and kind of break the ice. So, first question that we're going to be reading. What is a good life?
Mine.
W.
Yeah. Nah, I feel like a good life is where your life is stress-free and you're just able to... You're just surrounded with things that bring you happiness instead of negativity. And a life where you're successful and you meet your dreams. I think that's a good life.
Yeah. For sure. I think a good life to me is like... somewhere where I could really be, like, happy, not only with myself, but, like, with my situations and anything. Like being honest, like, when I can, like, really just, like, be comfortable, like, within my own skin or, like, in my house or, like, really be somewhere where, like, I really feel...
Yeah.
In, you know?
I got you. I get that. It's super subjective. I think a good life, the simplest way I can put it, is a happy life, you know?
Yeah. For sure.
But big question on the list so far, but we're going off with a second one. What's your favorite dessert? You know, chill one, nice relaxing one.
After the big question of what's because there's life? There's so many. I'm not gonna lie. No, cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
It's any sensational.
Strawberry.
Strawberry cheesecake.
Okay, I was about to say, you gotta have some sort of fruits in there.
Yeah, strawberry cheesecake is sensational.
I have to do say, I miss the blueberry cheesecake more if you've ever had that.
Yeah, I mean, I've had it. It just really depends on, like, you know what I'm saying, where you get it from. Yeah. I like cherry cheesecake, too. Also very good.
I think my favorite dessert.
And the original.
Would have to be.
Ice cream?
Nah, solid pick, especially on a hot day, though.
Right. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
I don't have a favorite. Literally, every time I go to stores, I get a new flavor. Literally. I have to try them both.
No, I personally
the one I will never try though is the cappuccino. I'm not about to eat coffee flavored ice cream. That's not if I want coffee, I'll drink coffee.
Yeah. I personally think that chocolate chip cookie dough is like
it's underrated.
It's underrated.
Chocolate chip cookie dough and a milkshake.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Nah. All right, hold on. I got my own.
No, and a root beer float.
I got my own. I got my own question.
Yeah.
What do you prefer, Stewart's ice cream or Coney Island ice cream?
I have to say Stewart's.
Big shout out to both, but Stewart's is just like it just tastes so much fresh. It just tastes fresh, like when you see it, like your milkshake or your ice cream just getting made, like into your eyes. You know, it's like, that's how you know it's certified.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna have to be the odd one out and say Coney Island. I just have too many childhood
memories.
Just like going, bro. There's this one time my aunt, bro, literally got ice cream in a cup and still dropped it. It was so bad. Like, it was before Stewart's was even there. It was back when it was like a t-shirt shop right there. And we was going to get ice cream one day, and she got herself her little strawberry whatever, and I got myself
strawberry ice cream,
and I got myself, you know, a little
strawberry,
chocolate vanilla swirl cup though.
Right.
It was like in a, it was.
I'm gonna have to give me some ice cream after this show now. I got paid today, man. I'm about to give me some.
And we're sitting there crossing the street, and it just drops. I was so sad because you're a little kid getting ice cream.
You're not about to get more ice cream.
Yeah, you're not getting no more. You're just
so
like,
you know,
damn.
You're upset.
Them couple little bites I had was worth it. It was it.
This is so sad, honestly. Like, such a loss at such a young age.
Right, but like, it's like, it's the worst.
Ice cream, rest in peace, from 2016 to 2016 at 6:20 a.m. Wait, no, I said fucking never mind.
But, yeah, it just really sucks, like, especially when your parents tell you, oh, we got ice cream in the house, or, oh, like, this and that is out the house.
It don't,
but
it's different
just,
if
it's not,
not
the
in
same.
A cone.
It's not the same. We don't have the cones. Or
we don't
like
got the store,
right? It's not like when I walk in and I spend that money. It's not the same. But like I do, like I will get like the sugar cones and like I'll scoop that.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
you
I'll
got
scoop
it
myself. Yeah.
Stewart's too. They got the toppings.
Yeah, I think. All right, so yeah, I'm still choosing Stewart's over Coney Island when it comes to milkshakes.
Milkshake, Stewart's.
What? Yeah, really?
Coney Island got that. Coney Island
I'll
got
have
that.
To go back.
Actually,
over there to try
no. I'm not going to lie. I'm with Stewart.
With the milkshakes, though, you can just do so much.
Because literally, like, they have milkshakes for literally every single flavor.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Coney Island don't got that. Coney Island got milkshakes, but, like, you're not about to ask for no name. I feel Stewart's has more variety.
Yeah.
Stewart's definitely, like, I think they have more flavors.
Actually, I'm lying. Stewart's does not have more variety. I forgot Coney Island got them damn SpongeBob Pops and all the. they have all the.
Yeah, and then they get the ice cream.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but whenever I was like a little kid and the ice cream van came by, I would always get those SpongeBob Pops so they hit different.
SpongeBob. Yeah, I never got one that actually looked like the picture on the damn package ever.
Nah, shout out to my homie SpongeBob. That's right. Nice, for real. So, you know, We're vibing. But I think since we're approaching the 6:30 mark, it's time for the news update, and I think we're going to play a little song. But until then, or I mean, after, or what was I saying? Anyways, guys, what I'm saying is that we'll be right back after the news update and a song. So I'll see you guys soon.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. Rebecca F. Ward reports in the Times Union that New York begins accepting retail cannabis dispensary applications on August 25th. First applicants must prove they or an immediate family member were convicted with a marijuana-related charge in New York prior to the state's legislation of cannabis in 2021, and that they owned and operated a business that made a profit for at least 2 years. Nonprofits working with incarcerated or formerly incarcerated people can also apply. Tremaine Wright, chair of the state's Cannabis Control Board, said that this will mean, and I quote, the first sales are conducted by those harmed by prohibition, end quote. Applicants will be accepted through September 26th, and stores may open later this year or early in 2023. Chris Alexander, executive director of the Office of Cannabis Management, said, and I quote, we've worked to make this application as simple as possible for all interested applicants. And I cannot emphasize it enough that you do not need any legal expertise to fill this application out, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Columbia Green Media reports that the Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos announced a plan to protect land and wildlife surrounding the Taconic Creek on August 11th. The Taconic Headwaters Conservation Plan was completed with the Columbia Land Conservancy and community volunteers from the towns of Claverick, Copec, Hillsdale, and Taconic. The plan values large, connected forests and streams in the watershed to protect clean water and wildlife such as eastern brook trout. Marissa Coding, Columbia County Land Conservancy Director of Farmland, Forestry, and Land Use Program, said, and I quote, the Taconic Headwaters Conservation Plan could not have been developed without the dedicated work of many local stakeholders, and we look forward to working with the broader community to protect and care for the lands and the water systems within the watershed region, end quote. Taconic Creek starts in Hillsdale and over 30.1 miles leads into Claverick Creek, which runs into the Hudson River. Sago said, and I quote, preserving natural connections between habitats is critical for wildlife movement, climate adaptation, and resilient ecosystems, end quote. He added, and I quote, DEC applauds the leadership of our land trust partners in working with local communities to create shared conservation visions for the Eastern Hudson Highlands and for the Taconic Headwaters watershed. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that the city of Kingston elevated its drought emergency to stage 2 on August 10th. The Hudson Valley has not had much rain this summer, and Pittsfield, Massachusetts has also implemented a water restriction plan due to a lack of moisture. In Kingston now, the regulations no longer allow adding water to any swimming pool, and there is no watering lawns, golf courses, ornamental shrubs, or plants, though vegetables and fruits grown for human consumption can be watered with a handheld container. Large non-residential water consumers must reduce usage by at least 20%. Scattered showers are predicted next week, but the area is in need of a major storm. And you can read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, town meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day, and a nice weekend.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. We are joined by
DJ Ricky
and
DJ Popcorn,
our homie who has returned. And that song was Arcade Fire, Reflector, and that was actually picked by our homie Phoebs. He's in the back chilling today. He's not on the show, but he's making it all possible. Shout out to him.
Phoebs.
Before we left, in the shot, man. We had the question, what's your favorite dessert? The next question kind of hits the opposite of that. What's your worst nightmare, like, that you ever had?
Yeah. Losing my pops and or getting kidnapped.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun either.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the actual nightmare that we had.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. Nah, let me go first.
No, I mean, I would, like, if that happened in a nightmare, I'd still be scared. Like, if my dad died in a nightmare, nah.
I'm not even trying to be funny, but, like, there was this tall black man who was literally, like, I swear, like, 15 feet tall at least. And I was, like, younger at the time, like, third, fourth grade, but this shit, it was still, like, crazy to me. So, I get to the dream, right? The dream starts with me just, like, standing next to this dude. And then all of a sudden, all I just see is, like, clouds in the sky. And then he just starts beating the crap out of me. Literally starts beating the crap out of me. Literally.
That went from 0 to 100.
And
yo, no, nah, that dream.
I thought he was gonna try to, like, nightmare, chase you.
Bro, nightmare turned up, bro.
Like, threaten you.
The crazy
he just starts.
The craziest part was, I woke up and then I fell back asleep and had the same exact dream. So it happened twice. After that, I did not want to go to sleep. I was scared to go to sleep, bro. I knew it was just gonna happen again.
Man's O2.
He literally. I don't know how that happened.
Nah, because, like, the scariest thing that happened to me, bro, it was when I was like 6, and at the time, like, my thing was that I didn't like witches, and so I went to sleep, and basically, like, in the dream, like, the witch came through my window and, like, she stole me on the broom through my window. She, like, kidnapped me, and, like, it was, like, I saw, like, a bunch of witch stuff.
Are you good, DJ Cola?
Yeah, I'm fine.
But yeah, so basically, like, the witch, like, she took me in, like, in her, like, little witch, like, the house and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, like...
Did she turn you into candy?
Nah, like, she killed me. So basically...
I got deep
so basically, okay. But like, I'm assuming, in the dream I died, but like, right before I like died in the dream, like I woke up, and then I kid you not, I woke up, and I look at my TV, and the Jesus channel was on, and it was the, and you know the, and you know when the preacher is like screaming or something like that, it's like 3 a.m. and you wake up, you're like, yo. I was so scared.
And then you turn around.
Bro, I dead went all the way to the kitchen just so I can get my mind off the whole thing. And I just got, bro, I got like mad cookies and stuff.
And then you turn around and then a 15-foot dude just starts beating you up.
Yeah. Bro, no. And then the funniest dream I think I ever...
That is the fun... Bro, you can't just leave it at... And then he just starts beating me up.
Literally, that's literally what happens. I start to dream up to see... Just standing next to him, perfectly fine, not talking or anything. Then my vision just goes to straight clouds, like a blue sky with white clouds. And then he just starts beating me up. He starts hitting me OD, kicking me, punching me, smacking me.
Dude, I'm gonna have to step out. Bro, the fact that you went back to bed.
And then I woke up. I went back to bed and had the same dream. The same exact dream. Like, and I knew what was happening as soon as it happened. I was like, really, bro? Again, bro.
Bro, man's like, you come just, back again, little bit.
Bro, it's just the fact that like that you recall the events like so vividly.
Bro, he was like, and I don't mean like a dark skinned man. I mean like he was black, like your t-shirt black.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Everything about him was black,
but everything was like very vivid.
He just sits next to me, nothing's happening. I see clouds.
I think it's funnier. Oh, dude, it's just the fact that you're 2-0 against him. Like, he really beat you.
No, Lincoln,
twice.
I'm not gonna lie. You need
to beat me like 15 feet tall.
But you need to get back. Since you're older, you gotta get back.
Nah, I can't dream about him no more.
You gotta have
him. You can't dream about him no more.
You gotta have him.
Lose a dream. Yeah, spin back.
I was gonna say, because if he spins back, it's gonna be up for you. It's 3-0 now.
And then just make yourself 30 feet tall and get that advantage on him.
Then you gotta stomp him out.
I think the dumbest dream I ever had was that I died from jumping off like 19 stairs. Like my house, like, you know my house has the stairs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I had mad dreams. I just jumped up on top of them just because and died. I just died.
Bro, no, there's no way you're dying from those stairs, though, which is funny to me.
So I can like have lucid dreams and I know when I'm dreaming sometimes, but I still gotta train the powers, right? And it got to the point where people be chasing me in my dreams and like monsters be chasing me. So I acquired this one special ability of, I don't know what to call it, but I just practiced and I trained in the dreams of jumping off high stuff and like jumping off roofs until I didn't die and get hurt. And now in my dreams, I can just jump from anything and just vibe and land on my feet.
I want to lose a dream so badly.
Now you got to put effort in for that.
I want to be in a lucid dream where I'm getting chased by somebody and I know I'm dreaming, but I just turn around and smack the hell out of you. Come here.
Nah, you ever have those dreams where you're trying to fight somebody and then your arms just feel like mad heavy, but like, also light at the same time?
Nah, like, I think the craziest thing I think that's happened to me in a dream was that, like... No, like, I got, like, taken or something like that. Or, like, I got taken, but, like, I was put in, like, a straitjacket, and I was, like, in a white room, and, like, I didn't know what to do.
You turn into a psychic, man. Turn crazy.
Yeah, but, like, it was like that, but, like, because you know, like, all the movies and stuff like that where, like, that stuff happens. It was, like, the night after I watched, like, Invisible Man. And I don't know why, like, it just, like, it all happened, like, similar to how, like, the girl, like, in the movie, like, how hers, all that stuff played out. Like, my stuff happened similar to that, but, like, I apparently had, like, a child, like, that, like, I don't know, bro, it was dumb wild, but I don't remember everything, like, super clearly, but only small pieces of it, like, came back to me, like, once I tried to, like, have the dream again, and, bro, I was like, nah, because that dream was really fire after I woke up. Bro, and I just were.
Wait, no. Well, yo, you didn't tell us what yours was.
Oh, okay. Wait, what is it? Nightmare? Okay, well, when I was little, right, I used to have a fear of mirrors because I had a fear of, like, demons and specifically, like, Bloody Mary, right? So I would just be vibing in my dreams And any time I would walk past a mirror, it would turn to a nightmare. And I would just be chased by this, chick with hair covering her face and long nails, and she would attack me.
The witch straight out of Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, the witch straight out of Yo. But, and the fact that, everywhere, she was just waiting for me.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, yeah. Welcome back, you're 2-0 to that guy.
You're, 50-0.
Oh, no, I'm not 50-0. How do you think I learned how to lucid dream?
He 50-91.
At first,
that's what we can get back.
At first, though, it was literally just fighting. Until I learned how to do, powers and stuff.
Sort of Kamehameha and the damn witch.
The first time I learned how to fly, I just, held my hands to my knees like a cannonball and just flew through the air.
I hear they're so fun because you can literally do whatever you want to.
I know, it's actually. Well, if you wake up in the middle of, REM sleep and, your brain's deepest sleep, then go back to bed right after, you can have a lucid dream.
So, I wake up and just go right back to bed?
Yeah, at, prime sleep hours, though, so at, 3 a.m. So, it's, mad.
That's why it's the devil's hours.
If you write down your dreams, then, you have a higher chance of lucid dreaming.
You ever try to dream about something so hard, and then, the opposite dream of the opposite dream? You know what I mean? I've dreamed about, just being rich. I wanted to dream about being rich, and I had a dream that I was broke and poor, walking on the street.
But I think the dream that I had where I was rich, I had a big mansion and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? I was really big balling, and I knew celebrities and all that, you know what I'm saying? I really, really thought I was in it to win it. Then I woke up, I'm like, damn. I was like, damn. Or when anything good is happening in a dream and you wake up, I'm like, you'd be like, no.
I don't understand, with that dream I had about the tall man, I don't understand why I had the same dream twice. Because no matter how hard I try to have the same dream twice, I can never do it. But this particular day, he want to come in my dreams. I wake up, go back to sleep. Are you in my dreams again, bro? Again?
He wasn't done.
Bro said, nah, spin back, because I got to release this anger.
I swear, I was in fifth or sixth, probably fifth.
You told me that, and I'd be dead. I couldn't stop laughing.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro, we got to help you figure out a way to lucid dream so you can get back on him. Because
I don't even want my get back. To this day, he probably still going to beat me up.
You think he going to stomp you even while you're lucid dreaming?
If we come in the dream like the Avengers Endgame scene. And then
we jump him.
Facts. We going to beat that ass.
We jumping him, bro.
That sounds like a fun dream, just the clubhouse.
Clubhouse versus 20-foot tall black man. Wait, no. I said that wrong. No, I didn't mean 20-foot tall black man. I meant 20-foot tall all black men.
So we're not jumping him just because he's black, guys. We're black too.
See, this is why you have not been on the radio show.
No, but we get the concept, though.
But yeah. So I got a question then.
Yeah, bet.
What do y'all think is your funniest dream that you remember?
Oh my god, bet. Okay.
Me, bro.
No, not you.
Let me go. Okay, yeah, you go ahead. So I was playing a video game, in my dreams. It was some battle royale where the zone kept on closing, right? And then in my dream, I die, so now I'm just chilling, spectating them. And then my one friend, we'll just call him friend one, is panicking on the mic. And he's like, yo, what do I do? Where do we go? I need to know, where do we go? I'm panicking, right? And he's like, and then the other friend two, says, I have to go to the bathroom. And then he just straight up dips in the middle of the fight. And then you can hear friend one screaming that he's losing over just the sound of peeing going in the toilet. And then I literally woke up laughing, bro. That's the only time I woke up from a dream.
I'd be tight. I'd be more mad than damn laughing. Yeah. So we in the middle of a match. He's going to leave to pee. My other friend's just struggling.
I'm trying to win the game.
I'm about to lose. Help. And help I was me. Spectating. Yeah.
What's yours?
The weirdest dream? Oh, the funniest dream? I think, bro, was when, I basically, I guess it was, a punishment, like, from my parents or something like that. Or, like, I guess I was, like, trapped in, like, a locker room or something. Because this is, like, when I, like, first got into, like, middle school and, like the locker room stuff was, like,
you were scared of the locker room, bro?
Yeah, I was, bro, at first, right? So, like, in the dream, I, like, basically, like, lost my clothes. And so I basically, like, was running around the school in my underwear, bro. Like, it was
I've had dreams like
it
that.
It was, like, mad embarrassing. Like, everybody saw me and it was, nah, bro.
Nah, for some reason, you know how some people have dreams where they're, like, naked and stuff? I'm never fully naked. I always just lose my shoes and socks in my dreams. And it's just the most uncomfortable.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm just walking around with no shoes.
About it. I can't remember what shoes I've had on in any of my dreams.
Yeah, like,
for real.
I can't remember ever looking at my feet in my dreams, let alone.
They said if you look at your feet in your dreams, it's actually one of the ways to know you're dreaming. They, like, won't be on the ground. It will be, like, layered, like a video game where it looks like a background and then you're just walking, like, above it.
Bro, and then I feel like I feel really dumb sometimes when I have dreams. Because, like, I'll have a dream in, like, July about being in a classroom. Mm-hmm. And I'll act like how do I not know I'm dreaming? I'm literally.
Nah, sometimes I'll know I'm dreaming and I'll just do the most out-of-pocket stuff to wake up. Like, just slap the teacher around. Sometimes I won't even wake up. I'll just have, like, a ball of a time.
Right, bro, I'm not gonna lie. If I had a lucid dream and I woke up, I'd be mad.
Mm-hmm.
You could do it.
You can wake yourself up in those dreams too, which is, like, super interesting. Like, remember how I was talking about Bloody Mary and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I was, like, having bad dreams or nightmares, I could just go to a mirror and then, like, pretty much wake myself up from killing myself. But we don't talk about that. It's in the dream. It's all fine. You're killing yourself so you can be alive.
Mm. Wait. So
only in dreams. Only in dreams.
Wait. So wait.
I only. We do not condone you killing yourself in real life. We do condone it in dreams. You can, if you're, like, dreaming and it's, like, not real life and you want to jump off a building, you do. Right? That's pretty
true. That's a lucid dream. Go do what you want to do. Play real life.
You're going to be all right.
Yeah.
In the lucid dream.
We are